Welcome to the Economic Week in Review for October 2nd through 6th, 2006. My name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. You may read show notes and references accompanying this podcast at jawspeak.com. The week's reports pointed to signs of an economy that is growing, but at a slower pace. Hovering over the economy was concern about the potential spillover effect that the week's housing market has been having as it weakens. For the week, the S&P 500 index rose 1.03% to 1,350. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 6 basis points to 4.70%. Oil closed the week at $59.76 a barrel, down from $62.90 at the close of last week, even though OPEC made some noises about cutting production. After teasing investors the prior week with the possibility of a new high, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finally edged past its six-year-old previous record of 11,723 on Tuesday. It pushed further into record territory on Wednesday and Thursday before finally dropping 16 points on Friday. The other indices are a long way from record highs, in part because the S&P 500 and NASDAQ reached greater heights in the tech-driven bubble years. The Dow, however, is made up of mega-caps, such as General Electric and Johnson & Johnson. That has brought the focus and much optimism back to large-cap blue-chip stocks. Job growth was substantially slower than expected. Payrolls grew in September by only 51,000 jobs, compared with the 125,000 jobs analysts had expected. However, the monthly figure can be volatile, and when viewed over the past few months, payroll employment has been relatively stable on average. The August gain was revised upward by a large 60,000 jobs to show a 188,000 job increase. The average for the 2 months is in line with trend, and the 1 month apparent drop caused only moderate concern. The largest job decline in September was in the goods-producing sector, where a job decline of 19,000 in manufacturing payrolls was offset by job growth in construction of 8,000. The service sector added 62,000 jobs, although there were pluses and minuses within it. For example, jobs in retail, temporary help, and government declined, while jobs in the financial and professional businesses rose. Despite September's slower job growth, the labor market appears to be tight. The Labor Department reported that unemployment rate in September was essentially unchanged, declining slightly to 4.6%. At the same time, claims by new applicants for unemployment insurance for the week ended September 30th fell more sharply than analysts had expected. Measures of economic output suggested that the pace of economic growth was slowing. The Institute for Supply Management, that's the ISM, their indices of manufacturing activity and of service sector activity each stood at 52.9 for September, and both declined significantly more than analysts expected. Remember that reading over 50 indicates general expansion. A quote is, "It's apparent that manufacturing is losing momentum and feeling the effects of higher interest rates and a weaker housing market," said Robert J. Orr, CPM, chair of ISM's Manufacturing Businesses Survey Committee. Separately, the Commerce Department reported that new orders for manufactured goods were little changed in August, following a decline in July. Factory orders had increased in the prior 2 months. A weakening housing market affected construction spending, which stood at $1.2 trillion in August. Construction spending increased 0.3% from July, but the overall dollar amount masked disparate underlying trends. Private residential construction declined in July by 1.5%, the fifth monthly falloff in spending in response to declining housing starts, itself a response to the slowdown in the housing market. Yet generally strong private non-residential construction, things such as office buildings or power facilities, in particular, and public construction as well, have offset the decline in residential outlays. Thus, overall spending was 4.4% higher than a year earlier. Concerns about the effect of the weakening housing market on the economy were addressed by the Fed's chairman, Ben Bernanke, on Wednesday at the Economic Club of Washington. His comments weren't really startling, although he was upbeat about the general economic outlook, or at least they weren't interpreted as something that were too pessimistic. This led to a sharp rally in both bonds and stocks. The S&P was up 16 points that day. Ben noted, though, that the, quote, substantial correction in housing would likely lap a percentage point of potential growth off of the second half of this year's GDP. He also characterized the economy outside the housing sector as something that is still remaining relatively strong. At the same time, though, he noted the difficulty of unraveling the potential effect of the housing market slowdown on the overall economy. Then, come Wednesday evening, the federal governor, Kahn, he gave a speech which suggested that the market overall is overly optimistic about the inflation outlook, and possibly the Fed policy as well. The markets paid little attention, and then Philadelphia Fed President Plosser on Thursday also presented some hawkish tones in his comments, yet the underlying bullish sentiment overrode the bearish implications. Looking ahead for next week, several reports are scheduled for release next week, including one on international trade and the Federal Reserve's Beige Book on Thursday. We've got retail sales and business inventories coming out on Friday. Then in the earnings and quarterly reports standpoint, on Monday, third quarter reports start coming out. Also, the following week, the reporting schedule is getting very heavy for third quarter reports. The focus is going to shift to earnings, and there is optimism that the third quarter numbers will be good because there have been very few warnings in recent weeks. Expectations for the S&P 500 in aggregate are to post gain in operating earnings of about 14%. Thank you for listening. Please leave me comments, questions, or rants on the blog. You can also send me an email to jaw@jawspeak.com. If you want to include a little bit of audio, send that as an MP3, and I'll include you maybe on the next show. Thank you so much. This is Jonathan Andrew Walter from jawspeak.com. Wishing you a good week.